ICD Morning After.
Oh, can't you see the morning after?
Brought to you by your locally owned independent tire dealers.
You want the photos anyway?
Here's Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes on 1380 ESPN.
Test, test. Welcome in to the ITD Morning After 1380 ESPN. Timothy Michael McKernan, Christopher C.T. Pelican, sitting in the chair usually occupied by Jimmy Cat Hayes and Doug Vaughn with you here on this radio
program. I may not make it for the full 2 hours.
What?
I've had a 44-ounce Mountain Dew today instead of my diet.
Why did you switch her up?
I was told it had a lot more caffeine and might actually wake me up for
your doctor?
Program. Yeah, by lots of people, actually. And my stomach is about to explode. I may not live through this.
It's a rough beverage.
Yeah, Diet Coke is the nectar of the gods. And when you go against that and you try to work in another beverage, only bad things can happen.
The gods will frown upon you.
Absolutely.
I have two Red Bulls each morning, and one of them is opened already and then being downed.
I was going to say, you better hang in there because I think those who are familiar with this program are aware of what happens sometimes when Tim and I try to do radio alone. And,
what? What are you talking about?
Well, there's a small issue of a remote that occurred a few weeks ago at the the Sky Bar. The bottom line, microphones might start dying, and then children might start dying.
Oh, we don't want that.
In no particular order.
We don't want the kids to die. Today on the program, we're jam-packed is what we are with guests to try and really inform you and act as the middleman between the biggest sports figures in the games and you, the fans. We're not going to back down when people come after us. No, no. We're going to practice a little journalism between now and 9 o'clock. That's my plan anyway. I don't know what you guys have on tap.
I think it's a solid plan. Electronic news gathering is what we do, and what we do second best. We street fight first best. That's our real strength.
That's
what we do.
You and Rob ought to get together and talk it over.
We're longshoremen. That's who we are.
That's what we've always been. Mike Ditka on the program. I've been told by producer Joe we're going to call him at 7:20. If he isn't ready to go, we're going to do him at 7:45. Sounds good to me.
You think Ditka would wake up early to do this show? Do you really think that's going to happen? Mike Ditka strikes me as a guy who'd sleep to about 11 and then come out swinging.
And then get up, take a crap, bitch about something, and go back to bed for a nap at 1, a siesta as he calls it at this point, just to kind of be bilingual for the hell of it.
I would have said that the crap is occurring as we speak. It's just a matter of whether or not he's getting done with it by 7:25.
Ditka's on at some point in the 7 o'clock hour, my sources tell me. Then at 8 o'clock, John Mozeliak, the new Cardinal General Manager, will join us. And at 8:25...
If he's done taking a crap by then.
Thank you very much.
We don't talk that way on this program.
Fair enough. No.
Not on this show, we don't.
Not on this show. And then at 8:25, Dave Matter of the Columbia Daily Tribune. He is all over the Missouri Tiger beat down there. And to, as they say in Sports Talk Radio, this was one of Martin's favorite phrases, get you ready for the Missouri... What the F are we going to do? It's going to get anybody ready for anything. Get them ready to change the channel. That's what we're going to get you ready to do. At 8:25, Dave Matter, who, and I had him on intentionally today because I knew he was in your class at the U-High, but I didn't know you guys were that close of friends.
Very good friends. As he pointed out to producer Joe, we were in each other's weddings.
How about that?
He was one of about three people who could actually stand me at St. Louis U-High. So I don't know why.
I didn't know you at the U-High at all. You graduated 96.
I think you're younger. 96.
Yeah.
96. I would have said that. I think if you would have asked most people who did know me, they would have told you that was the play to not know me.
Oh, really?
Yes. So,
flattering.
What kind of feedback do you guys get when you go to U-High reunions and everybody there is on Wall Street or a doctor or a lawyer and you guys are here doing the sweet science of sports talk radio?
Well, I mean, first off, they have to be, you know, color me impressed is what they say.
Color me impressed.
That would be why that's why I avoid them at all times. I feel bad enough about myself on a daily basis. Just
you don't go to the UI reunions?
Well, no, I went to my 5-year, and that was peachy. And then 10-year, believe it or not, I was not able to get off work from the 2 Fox.
Most of my closest friends are still guys from St. Louis U-High. There's a few
scrugglers. I'll go ahead and say that.
And they probably have real jobs, too.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, they're kind of like, oh, this is the bad seed of the group for me.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. It's a very accomplished group.
I think
no
a lot
question.
Of people, though, don't understand that I'm also in the process not only of doing sports talk radio and a phenomenal website, but I'm also working with Mike Lee on a commercial for his birthday party, and Mike has called in again this morning to go over that. Good morning, Mike.
Hey.
Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
Do you know how many times that I speak with Mike on a daily basis? I'll be
Six.
Very honest with you.
Six.
About three.
Take the under.
Mike, I got to tell you, this is the earliest that you and I have ever spoken. How about that?
Hey, you know,
What's going on, buddy?
I called yesterday, and I talked to Jim at the radio station. I tell him, say, I won't be in TV commercial with you guys.
Yeah. I don't know if the marketing budget's really there for a TV commercial right now for this program.
You know?
I thought we were focused on doing a TV commercial for your birthday.
Huh?
I thought we were doing a TV commercial for your birthday party.
Yeah, something like that, you know?
Are you guys aware that Mike Lee I guess you could probably say a proxy for the Chesterfield police?
Did not know that.
Mike told me all last week about how, well, when he got to Steak and Shake last Friday morning or Saturday morning, there was, believe it or not, someone asleep in their car in the Steak and Shake parking lot, to which Mike decided that it was important to call the police.
Good for him.
And I asked if they tasered the gentleman, and then Mike and I had about 30-minute talk about what a taser is. So I think Mike, did you call back and ask why they didn't taser him?
Like they said, because he's been sitting for 2-3 hours, that's why they don't taste him.
Okay.
Was he passed out from the booze?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to have booze, Mike?
Huh? Hey, did you tell him about one of the guys that had sat in the parking lot?
Yeah, the guy that was asleep in the parking lot. Was he passed out, is what I'm asking.
Hey, did you tell one of the guys that had sat in the parking lot?
Yes.
Every Friday?
6.
Oh, and then the other one was before that. There are people apparently who go behind the Steak and Shake to engage in coitus.
Oh, really?
And Mike has witnessed this.
Is this true, Mike?
Yeah, that's true. I saw it.
You just kind of sit there and watch?
No, that woman, Mary.
Mary.
Yeah.
No. She is married.
Oh.
So Mike has a lot of problems with infidelity, and I applaud him for that.
I saw her titty.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, her titty's small. Her titty's small, so. You know? They come every Friday, 1 o'clock at p.m.
I think the world's coming to an end. That's what I think.
I would tell one, Big Boss.
He's working
with his bit players in his show.
What stuns me is the fact that, like, he comes on the show from time to time, because I can't talk to him for more than 3 minutes without that word being thrown out or a reference to the other private area of a female. And I've tried to tell him that he can't speak like that, yet it doesn't seem to work.
In practicing the sweet science of sports talk radio now for 5+ years, that's probably the most I've ever been surprised while sitting in this chair.
I said, like I said, I can't believe that he's never said that before on the air. I know he's a regular.
Came out of nowhere. I was perfectly comfortable with the discussion on a woman I thought was named Mary. Apparently, was engaged or married, and she was engaging, as Pelican put it, in coitus behind a Steak and Shake. I was fine with that discussion. Then Mike Lee sniped me with a reference to breasts and just kept going.
I'm more worried about the guy who fell asleep only to be staring down the gun of a taser. Fell asleep to Steak and Shake, eating a cheeseburger, wakes up and he gets tasered in the chest.
Oh, God.
This is the beck and call of Mike Lee.
This is a clip that will most definitely be more enjoyable on InsideSTL.com when it's played uncensored later on. As soon as that thing gets up there.
Are we on delay on this program?
We are, because I saw producer Joe hitting the button over and over as Mike Lee kept saying the word. I don't know if you can say that word or not.
I was going to say, I don't know either.
That's a gray area word for me.
Can we get a clarification, please?
I'm sure our legal team is already on the horn as it is. Kind of a gray area for Miggy. That's what he says, kind of a gray area. So I don't know if it made it out over there. Mike is still on hold, but he might have to just remain there for the remainder of the program. We go from Mike Lee to Mike Ditka in the next segment.
Perfect segue.
How many other shows in the country are doing?
Our own version of Mike and Mike. How about that?
Yeah, that's what we do. You want Mike and Mike, you got him. Mike Lee, Mike Ditka, that's what we got for you. I'm looking forward to getting into the discussion on the hiring of John Mozeliak, getting your takes from you gentlemen on this thing, because I think there's, as I say, there are a lot of layers to this cat, baby. There are a lot of layers to this thing that I want to delve into, and I don't know what our time situation is here, because Ditka's either going to come on, as I said, at 7:20 or 7:25. So let's get into it a little bit here out of the gate, and perhaps we carry this discussion over into the next segment. Otherwise, we'll just get back into it around 7:40 after we talk to the Hall of Fame coach. But when it comes to the John Mozeliak hiring, your initial reactions, and I ask by saying, you on board with it, or would you rather they've gone a different route? I'll start off with you, Mr. Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm on board with it. I think it makes a lot of sense. This is not a team that has really struggled over the last 10 years. This is a franchise that has been highly successful with one dog season in 2007. And I think to throw all that away and to say that none of the guys that have been running the operation are worthy of continue to run it would be wrong. And I'm happy to see a guy like this get a chance. He had interviews with several other franchises indicating that he's well thought of around the league. So I think it makes all the sense in the world to promote him now.
Pelkin?
I'm on board as well. Number one, I think he's just a good guy. I mean, I think that anyone who has gotten to know him knows that he's a solid guy, and he's going to he's learned from someone who I think there has to be some credence given to his upbringing, I guess, in this game. And Walt Jocketty's done a great job for a number of years, and he's been there all along. I guess the only thing that I would say is. I know that if you heard what Mark Lamping and Bill DeWitt talked about over and over again yesterday, it was basically they alluded to the dysfunction that was the front office. And to John Mozeliak's credit, he was the one guy that everyone pointed at who was the go-between between the warring factions in the Cardinals' front office. He was the mediator. The only thing I could have seen was Bill DeWitt saying, it was so bad and so fractured, we'd like to get all remnants of it out. But that being said, John Mozeliak was the only one who showed an ability to deal with all parties last year. And I think that is what they obviously want. They want someone who can deal with everyone. And they talked about Mozeliak's leadership over and over and over again yesterday. So I'm happy for him. I think he'll do a fine job. And, I think the criticisms that you'll hear now are, is he going to be DeWitt's puppet? I heard that a lot yesterday, and I think that's the most ridiculous thing because, I mean, how many people who are your boss, you're not a puppet for? I mean, Walt Jocketty was Bill DeWitt's puppet because Bill DeWitt controls the purse strings. So I think that that John Mozeliak will do a fine job. Like I said, he's ready for this role. And like I said, on top of that, we're just happy to see a good guy get a chance.
I wanted Mozeliak to get the job out of the gate because, as you mentioned, Doug, he has had opportunities last year. He was flying to Cincinnati for that gig. This year, he was flying to Houston for that gig, and that means people are on board with what he has done. And keep in mind, those are division teams, so people that view the Cardinals up close and probably have a better idea than, say, a team in the American League West as to what's going on. They think of him that highly. Now, he didn't get the job, but at least he got the interview. And, relatively speaking, other general managers, even though the trend is to go with guys that are, you know, in their early 30s as of late, a couple of them anyway, he is still very young. I think the issue that I really want to delve into today is one that some, like Bernie Miklas, for example, I would love to have Bernie on the show today, have dismissed as conspiracy theory. And I'm not bringing it up for the sake of was he the first choice or not? Because in the whole scheme of things, and that's a very cliche thing to say, but in the whole scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It does matter if a guy as highly regarded as Antonetti from the Cleveland Indians didn't feel comfortable in wanting to pursue this job, that he never got an offer, or that he was offered it and turned it down. The Cardinals, DeWitt and Lamping are both saying that's not the case. Or he went to the Indians and said, I'd rather stay here as an assistant than go to St. Louis, because that means that there really isn't one general manager. In fact, there are four. There's Bill DeWitt, there's Tony La Russa, there's Jeff Luhnow, and there's John Mozeliak. And if that's the case, then I think it's important for Cardinal fans to know that going in, and therefore, I believe it is relevant if Antonetti was offered this job, or if Antonetti backed away because he felt like he wouldn't have the authority that he felt like he wanted slash needed to have in his first opportunity as a general manager at 33 years old in a great baseball city, because he felt like he wouldn't be able to put his moves into place because he'd have to answer to three other people. And therefore, I think that it is relevant. And I want to get the thoughts of you guys on that topic, and I want to get the thoughts of the callers on that topic at 969-1380, 1-800-491-1380, and you can email the show for the Ticket Guys email of the day, the morning after, at 1380ESPN.com. We're giving away a $15 gift certificate. That's right, I said $15. Mm. $15 gift certificate from Bambino's restaurant, plus Pelican brought in. Pelican brought in. Doug, you've never brought in your own.
I keep everything for myself.
Oh, I apologize. I respect that. Stone in Love, a tribute to Journey, China Grove, a tribute to the Doobie Brothers, the Family Arena, Friday, November 30th. getting underway at 7 p.m.
And people say, I don't contribute anything to the program.
And these are general admission tickets.
Only the finest for our listeners.
So that is also part of the email of the day package today, courtesy of Chris Pelican. You ought to write him a thank you.
You're welcome.
So get involved on the program. 969-1380, 1-800-491-1380, and email the show the morning after at 1380ESPN.com. Your thoughts on Mazalek hiring, but then also what I just brought up regarding whether or not necessarily is it the first choice. Doesn't matter. That's in the whole scheme of things, that's just something to debate. But if a guy felt like this wasn't going to be a true opportunity to be a general manager, then I think it is relevant. I'm trying to make sure I convey that properly. Mike Ditka may join us in the next segment to talk about the NFL and the Rams in particular. If not, we're going to talk about Mazalek. Just kind of fly by the seat of your pants. That's what we do. It is the ITD Morning After 1380 ESPN.